All right, folks, we come together as a group. All right? Everybody, we're coming together. This is your opportunity. Whoever you're mad at, be mad at them right now. You can do it publicly. You can shame them should they be listening. Let's try to eschew from name-calling, anything like that. But it's Bleep You Thursday, man. Everything goes. We're going to start with our guy, Jupe. He knows how to get it done. Jupe, who you mad at, dude?
My man. Hey, real quick, before I get to my Bleep Yous, I want to give you your props for watching the show last night. I enjoyed it. I was getting close, ready for bed, so I didn't get a chance to watch the whole thing, but I want to give you props on that.
Thanks, buddy. But I appreciate
that. I got a couple Bleep Yous.
Yeah,
no problem, no problem. Couple Bleep Yous. First, I want to bleep the Madden creators for changing the kickoff, the kicking meter. Like, I hate it. I'm looking like Cade York on that thing. My other Bleep You, my other Bleep You goes to myself and my kids. I've trained them too well in the art of zoning, so every time I get home, I'm getting bombarded. From my oldest to my youngest 3-year-old. She's 3 years old. She comes up to me and says, "Hey, Daddy, you ugly," and then runs off. Took my kids to the zoo the other weekend, and we went to the chimpanzee section, seen one of them swinging around. My son say, "Oh, look, there goes Daddy," and a couple behind us bust out laughing. So, yeah, that's all I got for y'all.
I appreciate you, Jupe. Thanks, buddy. Good call right there. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Line three. Jake is in Woodbridge, and he's mad. Jake, what's the word?
Listen, man, I've been a Commander fan, Redskin fan my entire life, and every single time I show up to a game, there are more of the other team's jerseys in our stands. So I want to say bleep you to the fans who say they're dedicated, but they don't go to games, they don't find a way to get there, and when we get into the red zone, we get false starts, and then we're surprised from the false starts because the stadium is so loud for some reason. And I bleep you to all those fans.
You think there were more Giants fans than Commanders fans? Is he still with us? Okay. Let me ask Jeff, assuming Jeff's there. He was at the game. I think there were a decent amount of Giants fans, especially behind their bench. But I would say it was still 70-30 Commanders fans. Does that sound right, Jeffrey?
I would say about 64. It was a little closer than that.
Was it?
Yeah. I did see more Commanders fans than Giants fans, but they were in there. It was like a nice little healthy mix. But I think the thing that was throwing it off was the white.
What does that mean?
You didn't really know if it was like looking from the crowd, you couldn't really tell if they were white jerseys Commanders fans or white jerseys Giants fans. Like, just looking all around the stadium.
Gotcha. If I had to guess, I don't know. I feel like most Giants fans buy blue jerseys. But, yeah, that's interesting. The press box, you're kind of cordoned off. Do you think, Jeff, that the Giants fans impacted some of those red zone penalties? Because I know they were talking snap counts this week.
I actually think they did impact because there was one play. Matter of fact, I think it was either the first or second false start. It was either the first or second when Jaden was trying to he was signaling his hands like calm down. You know how like when quarterbacks signal their arms, they're waving them like little go down, lower the tone, lower the noise. It got louder at one point. It was like So, yeah.
All right. That is really alarming. If week two, if your rookie quarterback's home debut, they're having trouble with crowd noise from the other team's fans. That's quite alarming. A couple of bleep yous coming in from the chat here. Timothy Park says, bleep you to Landfill or Jeff, whoever cut off me the other day and went to commercial break. I'm not sure that happened. And if it happened, it was probably a tech thing.
Well, can I say something to Timothy Park?
Or is that specific on the chat? People in the chat got to chill. Listen, we love having the stream, but the priority is the radio. So sometimes the stream is a little off. That's just the truth.
And that's kind of weird because all he would have been doing is looking at you read. Like, we can't cut audio. We could cut off when y'all do y'all reads because each one get up. But We can't cut the audio.
The other thing, the folks on the stream this morning were convinced that I was like pre-recorded because I wasn't up on the stream yet and that it was just me. And I was like, yo, I'm here. I'm live in Ashburn sitting in front of this window. Okay? So everybody chill out. Another one on the stream, DMoney811 says, my bleep you is to JP, Lamphill, and Jeff for not having Mike Beasley weekly on the show to give out bets like last year. We're having Bees on tomorrow at 10:30. All right, D-Money. And he's got a whole bunch of baseball information for us going into playoff season. We love the stream. I'm just saying, sometimes there's a lot of moving parts here. Let's get back to these phones. Oh, Commander Tequila's on the line. Let's see what kind of shape he's in. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
I'm pretty good, you guys. How you guys doing? I got a big bleep view to my wife, eh? She wants me to stop listening to you guys because that's all I do all day.
Bleep her, then. Keep listening, Commander. We need you, buddy.
Exactly. You know how I feel. Okay.
What I enjoyed, Commander, I noticed earlier in the chat you said you were going to have a BQQ instead of a BBQ. So enjoy that, all right?
Oh, I will believe that because I'm off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Commander,
I'm looking for a doctor's note.
You live a good life, brother. Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but if I could give you a note, I would. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, I could give you CPR, buddy. Don't even trip.
No, thank you.
Hey, yo.
Nope. That's a firm no.
All right, let's
see you, buddy. 800-636-1067. Can I do a low key bleep you to Commander Tequila for offering me CPR? I think that's fair, right? Let's try Mike in DC. Mike, who you mad at?
Hey, before I get to my bleep you back onto that about the fans, the Giants fans at the stadium. I was there Sunday. And it was about a 60-40 Giants split. I was right there at section 127, right on the side. So it was quite a few Giants fans in there. And that play where Jaden was trying to hush the crowd, from my section right there, it was a lot of you know, boos and noise. But at the end of the day, we pulled out the W, so it don't even matter. They can come. As long as we win, that's all that matters. But my bleep you goes out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization week one. We were down there for my anniversary. Wife and I, we took our two-year-old. So we get there, and then they tell us that we got to buy a ticket for a two-year-old. And we're like, what the hell? Like, why do we got to buy a ticket to enter a game where he's not even taking up a seat? You know, it's like on the plane. He's the lap baby. But, yeah, they made us pay for a ticket. So then
– for a two-year-old?
Behind us. For a two-year-old, yeah.
So here's my question. Does it say anywhere on their website or anything how that works? Like, if a two-year-old
– Man, so on their site – so I had that, like, while we're in line, I'm looking. I'm scouring the website, and I'm looking at the at Raymond James Stadium website, and it says it. All fans must include a ticket. But on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers site, I saw that nowhere. But on Raymond James Stadium site, it says it. It gives a breakdown of different events that's going on. And then for all Tampa Bay games, everyone that comes in has to have a ticket. So if you have a newborn who is not taking up a seat, obviously you have to have a ticket. And
I
thought that was the most ridiculous thing ever.
So how much did a ticket cost?
We ended up buying a ticket up in like the high section. We were sitting down at section 150, like right adjacent to the pirate ship. So we ended up buying a ticket up in the high section. It was like $45. But it's just the principle that we bought a ticket for him just for him to get in.
I'm sorry, dude.
So bleep you Buccaneers, man, for that nonsense. I mean, it's a baby. He's not, and it was hot as hell. So he ended up falling asleep, thank God. But it's like we done wasted $45. But it was a great experience, nevertheless.
Let me ask this. So it was hot as hell at that game. You had to pay for the ticket. Now you're trying to celebrate your anniversary. Did you eventually get to shower, cool off, and get down to business to celebrate your anniversary?
Oh, most definitely. As soon as we left the stadium, as soon as we left, we got back to the hotel, showered, and it was like lights out. So it was like, you know, we made the best out of the worst situation, you know, especially not coming home with a W. But I'm actually, JP, if you look at your Twitter/X, my wife actually tagged you in the photo of my son. I was holding him up. It was floating around by Rigo's Rag. They were searching for my son. They made this cool post on their Twitter page. So okay. If you check your DMs, you should see it.
Send it. Just tweet it at me again, because I don't really know how DMs work. I haven't turned off. Beamich always knows that. Thank you, buddy.
My apologies. It wasn't a DM. But she added you. But I'll definitely send it to you and show you.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. That sucks you had to pay for that ticket.
Hey, OJP.
Hello, Jeff.
So I just got something from Tailgate Ted. He said, I agree with Jeff Too Funny. It was 60-40 Commanders Giants fan. Can you please tell someone at Commanders not to show the score of NFC East games when the team is on offense? Fans cheered when the Saints versus Cowboys score showed and we were on.
So, all right, but our friend Greg just texted me a video that he says it's more like 80-20 Commanders fans, and that the cameras always focus on the visiting sideline. The cameras focus on both sidelines. But I thought it was 70-30. I didn't think there was that. I thought behind the bench was pretty blue, but I thought the rest of that crowd looked pretty damn red or burgundy or whatever that color is. I don't know. A lot of folks are kind of weighing in. Tailgate Ted said that. And now I got all kinds of people weighing in on this. I have Robert McCartney, who's a retired Washington Post editor, says he was at the game. Giants fans made more noise, and it was very frustrating. That is frustrating. That sucks. Make more noise out there. Some people are agreeing with me, 70-30. Tailgate Ted saying 60-40. Man, you'd like to think we get back to a world where it's 90-10. You know what I mean? Like, it just... I will say this, though, because it seems like we're kind of knocking the Commanders. Greg, our buddy Greg, has a suite there, and they messed up his food order in the suite. And so they're taking care of him this week. They're going to comp it. That would never have happened in the old days. Pat is in Mechanicsville. Pat, who you mad at, dude?
Bleep you, NFL, for not already having Brian Mitchell in the Hall of Fame, man.
Let him know. Let him know.
Yeah, we will. We're going to get him there.
We're going to get him there. Smooch making T-shirts. Thank you, Pat. I think tell me if you two agree with this, Landini and Jeff. I got a little bleep you to the NFL for Washington's only Monday night game happens to be on the doubleheader night. I get that they have a Thursday night game later in the season against the Eagles. Thursday night's not as cool as Monday night. Of the primetime rankings, Thursday night is last. It would be Thursday, Monday, then Sunday. And when I was a kid, it's kind of ironic. Like, Sunday was not as cool as Monday, but that has shifted. You think it's junk that they don't get their own Monday nighter?
JP, I know you would usually think I would agree with you on this one, but I'm going to have to say it's not junk. And that the Ashburn syndrome may be getting to you a little bit, because we have traditionally not done well on Monday. We haven't been a winning team, so... I don't think they're going to give us just, you know, Monday night by ourselves. Not right now. Maybe in a year or two, yeah. But right now, no. Nah. We still have a lot to prove as a team.
Sure. I don't disagree with that, Jeff, that, like, they're not that good or that bad or whatever. But a lot of these Monday night games are dogs. Week after week after week, we see dog games.
I agree with you there.
Yo, next week, solo, not a doubleheader. They get this one by themselves. Titans at Dolphins. Like, does that get you steamed up? Landfill, how fired up are you for week 8 Monday Night Football, Giants at Steelers?
That sounds horrific.
That's going to be, the combined score of that game is going to be 9-6.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me the Commanders couldn't get their own? I think they could. Now, to be fair to you gentlemen, do either of you have any bleep views? Anything you need to get off your chest?
I think I'm good right now.
I'm very happy and positive as always.
Very happy and positive as always. I like to hear that. I think Dan Quinn kind of wanted to give me a bleep view. I don't know if you heard the part where I kind of asked the same question and he kind of dunked on me. Did you guys enjoy that?
I did.
I thought you might. I think... you know, from a straight football perspective, they have got to get more out of the inside of that D-line. And I think everybody involved knows it. I don't know that they'll get it. But if Johnny Newton can get – if Johnny Newton can be the player you know, that they expected, that they thought was a first rounder that slipped to the top of the second round. If you start getting that kind of production delivery, it could change a lot for this defense, because if you're not getting much from the edges, and I'm not sure I see that changing. The amount of people that think Jamin Davis could be the difference maker there. Married to this game, B. Mitch and Finley, 1:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday, means we get to talk to Mr. Peter Rosenberg, the man of many talents, from the WWE to Hot 97 to ESPN New York, and above all, a BCC Baron. What up, Peter? How are you?
I appreciate you saying a man of many talents. Not just a man, I always get a man of many jobs, you know what I mean? But you could be a talentless person with lots of jobs, so I appreciate that greatly.
Dude, I think you have a ton of talent, sir. What was the reaction in NYC? I mean, you were on every day sports radio in New York. What was the reaction to that loss to the Commanders?
They were not thrilled. They were not thrilled. I guess the unfortunate part for me was this was a situation where I was only able to get to avoid misery. I wasn't given the opportunity to celebrate anything great because of the way that we won the game. So, like, yeah. I couldn't exactly get on the air on Monday and be like, you guys are a joke. Look at us. Right. We're the real deal. All I could do was say, hey, I'll take a win where I can get it. I thought the quarterback showed some things, and that's all we're looking for right now. They don't have that luxury of, you know, hey, we just hope our quarterback can do some things. I think that ship has sailed.
They're now 0-2. I know that there is serious heat. How significant is the heat up there on Daboll, Shane, whoever they're coming for?
I think most people believe that, like, the conversations about the end of Daboll feel a little premature, but also if something doesn't somehow change, you know, it's expected to be there. They're in a bad spot, man. I don't know how it gets much better. And the interesting thing is that when you really think about it, they do have some, like, pretty incredible pieces.
Neighbors, like, looks like a dog.
I mean, Neighbors, first of all, he just seems awesome. Like, that guy seems awesome. Seems to get it, too. Just the way he handled the mistake. Like, he just seems like that dude. And then, you know, in Kayvon and in Dexter Lawrence, you know, they have legitimate big-time studs on defense. Listen, I'm not saying that they're a good team. They're not. They are definitely weak in a lot of places. But they do have a couple of pieces that are pretty nice. And yet they're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. I mean, right. I think the most incredible thing was, like, they never got us off the field. You know, like, the idea that they could hang their hat on red zone stops. They didn't get red zone stops. We don't have an idea to play in the red zone. I mean,
right.
There were four penalties on the Commanders that all of a sudden made first and goal at the 5, first and goal at the 10. It happened over and over again. So you can't really feel good about that even. So all you can do is say, you know, the Commanders' offense, which is okay, but it's certainly still finding its footing, they never got us off the field. They're just lucky it turned out to be 7 field goals.
Right. It's a great point, because in some ways the Giants remind me of some old Skins teams where it was like, oh, well, they got Trent Williams and, you know, Jordan Reed and Ryan Kerrigan, but they're 6-11 or whatever it used to be, 6-10.
Right.
But what did you think? Where are you at with Jaden through two games? Because I think folks are the excitement for Jaden Daniels is really starting to build.
For me, it's very measured. It's a very measured, like, happy. Like, I really think he's shown good stuff. And it's also not like it's some sort of RG3, oh, my God, game one, multiple touchdowns, airing it out. Like, he still clearly has a lot more to show us, but I really like what I've seen. I mean, there's a couple of decision-making things I'd love to see them just fix right now. Obviously, we know he's taking some unnecessary hits, and while we know that's always a concern with a kid who can run, you know, Jaden's a pretty slight dude, and, like, I really think that that needs to be a priority. And also, I don't know if you feel this way, JP, there are a few times when, like, he easily – and by the way, these are coachable things. These are not – I'm just trying to be, critical. There were multiple times in which he had plenty of time to decide to throw the ball away and instead, you know, would step out of bounds for a loss or try to force something somewhere. Like, I just need some basic coaching of, like, hey, kid, it's first down at the 10. We got three tries. If it's not there – once you're, like, running towards the sideline and there's nothing, chuck that thing out of the back of the end zone. What are we thinking about? Let's not even think about doing anything else. So I'd like to see some things like that, you know. But listen, these are all very workable things. He looks like he could be the deal, dude. He really does to me.
He really does. And I almost feel like, you know, when a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, you don't talk about it in the eighth inning. Like, I'm kind of scared to discuss what it seems like Jaden could be. Does that make sense? Like, you don't, like, we've just seen everything always go wrong here, and you don't want to get into, like, hypotheticals and think too far down the road.
No, you don't. You can very quickly start picturing that number 5 Daniels jersey sitting at one of the tailgates that you walk by on your way into the stadium. And you because we know the ceiling is so incredibly high, because he's got a legit arm. You know, he's pretty accurate. I absolutely just delighted with that completion to Brown on the final drive. To me, I mean,
huge,
maybe it's
throw.
Obvious.
Huge throw.
That's the play of the game for that offense. It's an whatever it was, totally. 34-yard pickup. And by the way, I love the fact that we get to that drive, and once Neighbors dropped the ball, I thought we would win, which is a cool feeling. Now, granted, the Giants' defense is horrifying, so take it with a grain of salt, but, and by the way, while we're heaping all this praise on Jaden, let's just be realistic, man. Our defense is at a point where, like, to me, it was a matter of, like, if they get the ball last, we're losing. We do not have the ability to stop the Giants, and that is a concern, because they targeted Malik Neighbors 18 times. I mean, if you look, I think 18 of the 28 throws were to Malik Neighbors. They had nowhere else to go with the ball. They do not have a dynamic running game, and Singletary was picking up yards in chunks. So the Jaden thing is very promising. The defense thing, it feels like Jack Del Rio hasn't left yet, and that makes me unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, largely the players, I think they lack talent defensively.
They do.
It's a Jimmy's and Joe's.
Yeah, it is. You got three or four players you love on the defense, and then after that it starts to get pretty rough.
Right, and it's a whole bunch of veterans on one-year deals that are kind of Band-Aids and maybe not the best Band-Aids, right? But, dude, that said, speaking of the defense, I think offensively they can keep this thing moving. I think the offensive efficiency numbers are there, and they're there for a reason. I think that's who they are. I do think Cliff will add more and more to the offense. I think you're going to try to see some deep shots as things continue here. But, dude, defensively, going to face the Bengals.
You just don't think there's a ceiling. You just don't think – we don't have a place to go defensively. Like, this is just going to be what it is.
You know, I thought they made a nice adjustment in the second half last week where they benched Mike Davis, put BSJ on Neighbors, and then brought Noah I in to play as an outside corner. Neighbors slowed down some in that second half, but compared to that drive right before halftime where it was just the Malik Neighbors show and they went right down the field. I mean, the Commanders' defensive staff had to know that they didn't have a kicker. So all they're trying to do is score a touchdown, and even knowing that, they couldn't stop them, which was really, really bad. Mike Davis got benched. The second half was a little bit better. But, Peter, you're going to Cincinnati to face the 0-2 Bengals with Burrow now finally looking healthy after that Kansas City game. Ja'Marr Chase, you'd think, is pretty motivated after that penalty in the KC game, maybe cost them that game. And reports now out of Bengals practice are that T. Higgins is practicing for the first time. I think you get T. Higgins back Monday night.
What's the line in this game?
7.5 right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a big number. If it wasn't such a big number, I would call that the lock of the week. I mean,
well, dude,
I would love.
Let me balance that for you, though. So far this season, there have been 3 7-point or higher point spreads. Okay?
They all lost outright?
They all lost outright. The Raiders beat the Ravens last week. The Patriots beat the Bengals week one. And the Bucs were a 7.5-point dog in Detroit last week.
Yeah, which, by the way, that was a crazy line. I mean, maybe I was biased because I just watched the Bucs just dominate us offensively the week before. But that line to me was so stupid I didn't pick that game. That was so ripe for a Bucs win. So, listen, maybe you're right. But at the same time, that trend is going to change at some point. And I just hope it's not us because, you know, an angry and ready to prove something Joe Burrow just absolutely goes off. You know, you could picture a situation where, like, in the first half, we're able to trade punches with them. And then at some point, you know, it just ends up being too much of a track meet for this young offense to keep up with. I could see that happening.
For sure, dude. And Jaden hasn't turned it over. He's been really unflappable. I don't think going to Cincinnati scares him. This is a kid that this time last year was starting at Alabama. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think Trey Hendrickson scares me in this game. He's a really good defensive end. Doesn't get talked about in the same breath of the company he keeps statistically around the league. And whether it's Brandon Coleman or Andrew Wiley, the tackles have been not as good as the interior anyway on the offensive line. Hey, real quick, though, a big one tonight in the Big Apple, Patriots-Jets. What do you think?
I like the Jets a lot tonight. Again, it's a fairly sizable number. But I kind of like the Jets tonight to win and cover. It just seems like New England is one of those teams that people are more high on at this moment than they should be. Like 3 weeks ago, I was listening to a couple of my buddies doing a radio show, actually one of which is Bart Scott, the former Jet and Raven, do their radio show up here. And I was listening to them go over the Patriots schedule. And they got like 10 games in and could not find a win for the Patriots. So like, this team is 0-10, right? And now they win.
and they
win a game week one. They play well in week two. And people are like, I don't know, the Patriots. I'm like, guys, this is why this whole thing is preseason. We know who the Patriots are. And we know, unless I like Jacoby Brissett, we know who he is. But, like, if the Jets are going to be what people expected, and obviously that all hinges on the healthy arms and legs of Aaron Rodgers, but assuming right now it's okay and he takes a step forward tonight, they should win easily. That is my thought.
I think that's fair. Peter, thank you for the time, man. Always appreciate you, brother.
All right, buddy. Have a good show. Hail to the Commanders. Peace, bud.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on all your social media platforms. Really good content. Really good dude. When we come back, let's make some bets. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067, The Fan. A lot we got to do right now. We're going to start by giving away some tickets. That's right, caller number 10. Right now, you win tickets to the Caps 50 celebration. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10 right now, you win tickets to the Caps 50 celebration. You can... At the Caps 50 celebration, Thursday, October 10th, Capital One Arena. We'll have over 60 Caps alumni there, the entire Caps current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are only $19.74. That's the first year the Caps existed. They got Caps Media Day going on today. Going to be a fun season on the ice, man. Love the pucks. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events. Landville, I'm going to be honest with you. What else did I have to do here? T-Mobile, baby. That's right. We talk football pretty much nonstop. All of our football coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, that was a gauntlet. We did it. Let's make some bets. All right, Jeff has not won in 2 weeks by my calculations. Do you have the same calculations, Landfill?
Yes.
2 weeks? I didn't win no bet last week?
Nope. Sorry, bud.
I apologize, everyone who takes my bets, who's crazy enough to take my bets.
I hear Heavy Metal Chris in there, too.
Yeah,
Heavy
the
Metal
big
Chris
friend,
in the building, huh?
Big Friendly Giant is here.
He is. You know, if you saw Heavy Metal Chris on the street, and it was in the evening.
It's not an ironic name. You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah. Like, you might walk to the other side of the road. Like, he looks, he's big, and he's got long hair and a million tattoos, and he's always wearing black. He kind of looks intimidating. But once you start talking to Chris, he's a sweetheart. He's, like, easygoing, father of two little girls, I think, just like me. You know, great dude, but kind of looks intimidating. Kind of has pro wrestler vibes a little bit. Is that or like biker gang vibes? Does that sound fair to describe Heavy Metal Chris?
Yeah, I think guy who goes to heavy metal shows would be more accurate.
Yeah, I think that's probably most accurate. Good call, Landfill. All right, we got a lot going on tonight. There's an NFL game. The Mystics are playing. They're hosting the Fever. The Fever are trying to get in the playoffs. There's baseball. There's college football. App State playing tonight. Go Ears. Where are we going, fellas? Everybody make a pick.
Let's play Ruiner and Spoiler. Let's go Mystics. Money line, baby.
Money line for the Sticks. All right, the Sticks are favored in that game. Isn't that a little odd?
Yeah, but no. They've been on a roll lately.
They just got smoked. I just bet on them against the Liberty. They lost by like 17.
Yeah, and that's their like what they've won 7 games prior to that. They're like 7-3 in the last, how many, 10 games?
Shout out to Jeff's WNBA analysis. Yeah, but no. All right, so Jeff's on the Mystics. Landini, what are you taking?
I'm taking the Cubs because they're playing the Nats and Patrick Corbin is pitching.
Yo, how many more Patrick Corbin starts do we have in our life?
This is either
starting today.
If this isn't the last one, it's probably the next to last.
So, I mean, assuming regular 5-man rotation, if he's starting today, at most there's one more. Because they're done next weekend, right? Next Sunday is the last day of baseball?
I believe so.
Of regular season baseball? Dude, in a weird, twisted way, I almost want to make sure I tune in tonight for Corbin's last start. It is incredibly bizarre how good that dude was in the World Series year and how bad he's been since and how we all try to reconcile how we feel about Patrick Corbin. Shout out to Patrick Corbin. This might be his. Are they home tonight? Are the Nats at home?
No, it's in Chicago.
Are they home next week? Maybe we all go and
parlay. I'm taking the Patriots tonight.
Oh, that's the patented B. Mitch last second parlay. I didn't know Jeff was doing it. I'm laying the points with Appalachian State tonight. Go Mountaineers. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Ralph Vacchiano for joining us. Thank you to Mike Jones for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium. B is back tomorrow. So am I, assuming the creek don't rise. Grant and Danny next. Made it this far. I owe you a beer.